From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patrick Time reports in the Times Union that Amtrak service has been suspended between New York City and Albany since November 12 because of, and I quote, safety concerns stemming from structure issues of a non-Amtrak privately owned building above the Empire Line tracks in New York City, end quote. The problem is with a parking garage on West 51st Street in Manhattan. Amtrak is giving out very little information about when trains will run again. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Michael Ryan reports for the Mountain Eagle that Wyndham Town Board members on November 8th made Greene County native Richard Sellner the new Wyndham Police Chief. Sellner replaces Tor Tryland, who retired last month. Sellner takes over the part-time role with 20 years of local law enforcement history. Sellner said, and I quote, I have the experience to do this job, and I'm familiar with this area. This is a beautiful area. I have worked the whole mountaintop with the sheriff's office, end quote. Sellner more recently worked as a welfare fraud investigator for Greene County Department of Social Services. And you can read more about this story in the Mountain Eagle. Mid-Hudson News reports that Democrats took the district attorney's position in three Hudson Valley elections. In Dutchess County, the news outlet says Anthony Parisi is the first Democrat to ever be elected to the position. In Ulster County, Democrat Manny Ninji, the chief assistant district attorney, beat Michael Kavanaugh, a Republican. And in Columbia County, Chris Liberati Content was elected district attorney. Now the Democrats there control the DA's office, sheriff, coroner, and both judgeships, with Republicans elected to the county clerk and county treasurer seats. Just 2 years ago, the Republicans controlled every countywide office in Columbia County. Liberati Content said, and I quote, We're here to make the district attorney's office a place of transparency, fairness, and accountability for all, end quote. Adding, and I quote, Together we'll forge a path that truly serves the people of Columbia County, no matter their background or circumstances, end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.